I recently saw a new paper on mental health status of professional referees in Turkey. I found right across everything I've looked at across all the countries, mental health has been bubbling at the surface. It's still a bit of a taboo topic. So why isn't this abuse framed as an issue that provokes and triggers mental health issues in people?
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the work we've been doing more recently. We've been looking at the impact of abuse, you know, the fact that it's at such significant levels, if you like, both verbal and physical abuse, aggression towards officials, means that there will be some sort of associated consequence to individuals. Now, that differs from person to person. What I might find affects my mental health negatively, someone else might not. But the problem we've had up until now really is that we haven't really had this focus on sort of good mental health in officiating or what that might look like and what might affect the mental health of referees negatively as well. And abuse is clearly one of those problems which needs addressing. And I think it hasn't had enough attention. I mean, if you look at the literature that's out there, there's only a handful of studies on the mental health of sports officials, of which I think I've been involved in maybe 2 out of 4 or 5 of them, you know, and that's globally. So clearly we need to do a lot more work in terms of understanding the challenges and the barriers to good mental health, the triggers for what might impact referees and sports officials negatively, and also interventions. What can we do to really improve the mental health of sports officials? What's encouraging in an academic perspective is we've achieved some funding with researchers in the UK, but also in Canada as well, on a grant which is looking at this impact of mental health and mental health in sports officials over the next 3 years. And I think that will help our understanding, certainly. And we need more of that. We need to understand the barriers, the challenges. But also, you know, what is positive in terms of the mental health of sports officials? What impacts them positively? What do we need to focus on improving so that the mental health of referees and umpires is positively affected? It should be something that they look at positively in terms of officiating, that they do it because it has a positive impact. And so we know what some of the barriers are. We know what some of the challenges are. Let's look at some of the positive aspects and accentuate that. And I think that's something which really needs to be focused on and hasn't occurred. And you can look at the mental health of players and coaches. That's meant, you know, receive far more attention and coverage, both in academic literature and in the focus of governing bodies as well. And we need to, again, we go back to the stakeholder groups in sport. Sports officials are part of that group, the stakeholder group, and they haven't had as much attention in terms of their mental health and good mental health. And that's certainly something which needs to change.